holy letters of the Rebbe would do letter number 1429, dated the 18th of Shvat, Baruch Hashem, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from second now over here. It doesn't, it's the English date apparently, but it has some messed up over here. And for sure you gave over to Dr. Wilder about this that you write to me in your letter about what happened with your son. When I was on the Tzion, in the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, I mentioned to everybody, and I want to re-emphasize that which I have already said several times, that it is for sure that the blessing from the Tzaddik, the foundation of the world, will certainly be fulfilled. It is only a question of time, but the Rebbe's bracha, his father-in-law's bracha, is definitely going to go true. It is even more, it's self-understood, it's more than self-understood, and it's superfluous to prolong in this. How difficult is it to wait for the happy hour, especially for a father and a mother to whom their son is an only son. But you must be strong in your trust in the blessed Creator, who is the real person of power and heals all flesh and does wonders, that for sure He, blessed, will send the healing in the proper time. And you, with your husband, may live well with happiness. Remind those days that you were suffering, and you will have much nachas from your son. May he live. This that you write, that you stopped giving your son the pills which Dr. Wilder had prescribed. So you should discuss this with Dr. Wilder and hear his opinion about it. And about your question, whether you should go to, you should contact another doctor. So if it's only for consultations, I'm not going to stop you. But since my father-in-law, the Rebbe, advised you that your son should be taken care of by Dr. Wilder, you can rely on him. Not sure on my father-in-law or on Dr. Wilder. You, only thing is, you should inform Dr. Wilder that he should constantly know the situation of your son. I conclude my letter with a deep wish that the blessing from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, shall be fulfilled very quickly. And you, with your husband, may he live, shall very happily, health, good, with good health, be able to report back to me about this with blessing. In the footnote, the Rebbe writes, since you don't mention in your writing about yourself, so I hope that your health and the health of your husband, may he live, is satisfactory.